妹，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and Lord Jesus, who loves us.
我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you wholeheartedly.
是你自己在我们个人心里面动工。
May you work in our hearts.
让我们能够回到你的面前。
So that we may return to you.
我们也感谢你，你自己真的吸引我们。
We also thank you for your help with us.
让我们真的是愿意跟随你。
So that we are truly willing to follow you.
做你的门徒。
To be your disciple.
但是很多时候我们有很多的亏欠。
There are many times we have fallen short of you.
我们在这个世界上有太多的事情。
There are so many things in this world
围绕着我们
that around us
叫我们很多时候我们没有办法专心的跟随你
so prevent us from following you with our hearts
求你赦免我们
May you forgive us
我们今天来到你面前我们愿意听你的话
Today we come before you we are willing to listen to your words
我们也愿意遵行
We are also willing to follow you.
我们感谢你自己的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
你保守我们，让我们能够坚守到底。
You will keep us so that we may keep your faith till the end.
我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们念到马太福音第八章一至十八节到二十二节。
We have just read Matthew 8 from verse 18 to 22.
这是在耶稣他讲完了登山宝训之后。
This is right after Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
那么圣经上也告诉我们他其实耶稣蛮忙的他又医好了一切的病人赶出许多的鬼。
After the Bible tells us, he has also healed many diseases and also exercised many of the demons. And many people followed him. Many people around him. They were watching him doing those things.
那么他自己，刚才我们念的，他自己看见这么多人围着他。
He saw that so many people around him.
他就吩咐他的门徒。叫他们渡过海到加利利，就是渡过加利利海到对岸去。
So he told his disciples to go across over the other side of Galilee.
那么他这个时候在加百农，是在加利利海的西边。
They were at Capernaum, which is on the west coast of Galilee.
那么他是要往东边去，或者是东北边去。
So they want to go to northeast.
那圣经上没有告诉我们说他为什么要去。
The Bible didn't tell us why they want to go there.
那么有的解经家就说，因为他是要休息。
Some theologians say that maybe he wants to rest.
那我们从上下文来看的话
，He worked with the contact.
那么他前面很忙。
He was very busy.
然后他医好了很多的人。
Then he healed many people.
然后呢，到了后面的时候呢？他们在海里面，然后忽然起了暴风。
And afterwards, there was a huge storm in the sea.
那么主耶稣真的是在船里面睡着了。
Our Jesus truly fell asleep in the boat.
那么从我们人看来，好像哇，这么累啊，连那个暴风都他都可以睡着。
So we can see that he's so tired, he can even sleep in the storm.
但是如果我们继续看下去的话，我们就晓得主耶稣他做很多事情。他做每一件事情都有他的目的。
So if we continue to read, we realize that there's always a purpose of whatever Jesus does.
那么他做每一件事情都是父神吩咐他做的，他就去做。
Everything he does are the order of the Father.
所以从再往后面看的话，我们就发现他到了。这个加利利海的对岸的时候
When you go further, you see he went to the other side of the Sea Galilee.
那他做了一件很大，就是行了一件很大的神迹。
He performed a very huge miracle.
让我们看，让门徒就会看到说，哇，这个人到底是谁啊
？So let people see to know who he truly is.
那么这是我们 听到别人有时候讲的。
So this is what we hear other people.
但是我们从圣经上面看，我们晓得主耶稣他做每一件事情，他都是照着父神的旨意。
So from the Bible we know Jesus does everything according to the will of God.
那么我们今天从十八节到二十二节呢，我们来看，在这里看见有两个人，他们想要跟随耶稣做门徒。
So from here we can see the two people who want to follow Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，如果是今天的话。
So for us, it is today.
如果是有一个人忽然来到我们教会，
somebody came to our church，
然后就跟你们的弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，他说我信了主啊。
And then you would tell us, oh, I'm a believer of the Lord.
然后他把他的故事告诉我们。
And then tell us his story.
然后他告诉我们说他想要受洗。
And then tell us he wants to be baptized.
我想我们一定很高兴，对不对？
I think we'll be very happy, right?
我们非常兴奋。
We'll be excited.
我们希望真的就是赶快跟他讲说，哎呀，你可以来啦，来参加我们受洗班。
So okay, you can come and join our baptismal class. We just had help want to baptize him. But you look, Jesus didn't do it that way. Matthew recorded two people. They have expressed the willing to follow the Lord.
那么其中呢，一个是文士。
One of them is a scribe.
其中一个是圣经上告诉我们说，有一个门徒对耶稣说，他已经是门徒了。
But another one is a disciple. He's already a disciple.
那么我们从主耶稣的回答里面，我们看到好像主耶稣并不是那么像我们那么兴奋高兴啊。
From his answer, he doesn't seem to be very excited like that.
我们很多时候有人在我们当中信主的时候，
Sometimes people become believers.
然后我们就真的很高兴啊。
We're really happy.
然后我们就说，哇，连天上的使者都在那边高兴。
So even the angels in heaven will be happy.
但是我们从这里好像看见主耶稣并不是那么兴奋啊。
But here Jesus seems too excited.
耶稣知道人的心。
Jesus knows the hearts.
记不记得主耶稣有很多人因为看见他行的神迹，所以他们就 要找他做王。
Do you remember many people saw the miracle and they want him to be the king?
主耶稣知道他们的心。
Jesus knows their hearts.
主耶稣就避开了他们。
So he avoided them.
那么在这里面呢，这个文士呢，我们看啊，有一个文士，文士是谁啊？
Who is the scribe?
文士呢，就是在旧约啊，在旧约那个时代，就特别是两约之间啊，有一些人呢，那么其实在他们被掳之后，已经开始有文士了。
So they began to have the scribes after their captivity, but many of them were during between the two testament time.
那么他们受过圣经，就是旧约的这个犹太人的圣经的训练。
They have been trained with.The Old Testament Bible.
那新译本翻译叫做经学家。
So according to the New Translation, it is called scribe.
那么这个人呢，这个文士呢，他就急急的，看到主耶稣要离开了。
Because Jesus is leaving, so this person is in a hurry.
他急忙的跟耶稣说，他说他想要跟随主。
So he said to Jesus, he wants to follow him.
所以我们看啊，他就对耶稣说，夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
So Master, wherever you will go, I want to follow you.
那么他心里面真的是很急啊。
So he's very hurried to do this.
那么主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
So God is Jesus answering him.
主耶稣对他说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
So Jesus says the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
那么主耶稣就对这个人讲，他说跟随主很可能意思着你将来会失去家园，或者是失去一些东西。
So Jesus is telling him, if you don't follow me in the future, you're like to lose your family or lose your possessions.
那么第二个呢，他的情形是怎么样呢？
So what is the situation of the second one?
我们看他怎么讲。又有一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Because Jesus is going to leave Capernaum and go to cross the sea. So when he goes across the sea, that's going to the place of the
Gentiles. 他就有点犹疑啊, 要不要跟随主?
I wonder if he hesitated because of that.
但是呢, 他所说的话是这样子讲的。 But he said this.
So, let me go first to bury my father.
No,
so how did Jesus answer him?
耶稣是一个迟疑不决的要跟随主啊就是说不是很快马上就进去的他对他说对主的忠诚啊要超过对你最亲的家人
So Jesus is telling somebody who's hesitant with the one following him or not, he says, you need to be loyal to the Lord and your family. This is the first thing we saw. What's the purpose of Matthew's recording this? Before this, he was healing diseases. After that, he calmed the sea.
After that, he
chased out a group of demons. It seems this recording here has no relationship with what happened before and after. This particular incident, Mark didn't record it. And then Luke recorded the very back of it.
那么马太福音里面把它放在这里呢？
But here it says, the Son of Man had no place to lay his head.
然后他对第二个人讲那句话, 我觉得在圣经里面, 哦, 在圣经里面, 主耶稣讲过很多话, 很难让人听下去的。
In the Bible, Jesus said many things are very difficult for people to listen.
因为违反我们人的原则,
Because
it
violates the basic principles for the man. So let the dead to bury their own, and you come follow me. So that is just like this, he has just prepared all the people. Everybody is dead.
我们另一个人还能说话，对不对？我们不知道哪能把主的儿子谁的，马太福音记载这件事情。有的人讲，他说马太要人知道主耶稣对病、对自然、对鬼魔都有主权。
So Matthew wants people to know that the Lord has sovereignty over nature, over disease, and nature and demons.
但是他对他的门徒也是有主权。 我们中间如果有人你定义要跟随主做门徒,
If you are determined to follow our Lord be a disciple,
你要完全遵守他的模式,
You have to completely follow his model.
不是你的模式,
It is not yours.
今天我们有五位弟兄姐妹要受洗,
you have five brothers and sisters who will be baptized today. So the first is, have you believed and accepted Jesus to be your personal Savior? That's the only requirement to be baptized. But I've
answered
the second question.
第二个问题就是你愿不愿意靠着主的恩典跟随他做门徒一直到见主面的日子。
Are you willing to follow him and depend on him to be his disciple until you see him again?
我盼望你的答案是 yes.
I hope your answer is 对的。
所以，我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经文。这是我们第二件事情要看见的，从这个经
in the Old Testament Bible. They have many knowledges. But the Lord knows what his heart is thinking. He doesn't want this person to follow our Lord, to be a disciple only according to knowledge. He doesn't want somebody who only follow by words, not by heart.
主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻的时候，就像那个落在土浅石头地上的种子一样。
So just like the parable of the sowing, the sower put the seed onto a very shallow and dry ground.
You may see it very excited,
because he was very excited, so he was very happy to hear the words. But when the persecution comes, it disappears. We see many of those examples today. Many evangelists want to have many people come follow him, many people be baptized. We wish to be a disciple. So they try to attract people by some exciting emotional stories. But the Lord is not that.
He told those
excited people.
文士呢，他到主耶稣的面前，他就对主耶稣讲，他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
So this scribe came to Jesus and said, "No matter where you go, master, I will follow you."
主耶稣回答他的话，好像真的是跟我们不一样啊。
So Jesus
answered, 他说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
The fox has holes.And the birds of the air had nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
Book of John,
we report he has a very good family, well, he is a good friend. So they have two sisters and a brother. Do you remember who they are?
跟我一样姓的啊。姓马。一个叫马大，一个叫玛利亚，后面一个不晓得为什么啊，就叫做拉萨路。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
但是主为什么跟他讲这句话？
说怀疑什么我挑你怎么的，
主是告诉他没有错，是要来跟随我。
That's right, you want to follow me.
但是跟随主是要有代价。
But you have to pay of a cost to follow.
你心里面一定要搞清楚。
You must be clear in your mind.
那么你可能会失去你所拥有的东西。
You may lose your possessions.
当然也不一定是物质上的东西。
Not only is it material.
因为我们看主耶稣在这个地上的时候，
If you look at Jesus on the earth, there is not, he is nothing to have anything that belongs to him.
约翰福音里面告诉我们说，他来到自己的地方，自己的人都不接待他。
So that by John, the book says that he came to his own people and they do not even receive him.
本来那些人应该是属于他的。
Those people belong to him.
但是他们也都不属于他。
But they do not belong to him.
所以他在这个世界上好像没有任何的东西是属于他的。
So there is nothing in this world that belongs to him.
对主耶稣来讲，他的心就是在天上。
So according to Jesus, his heart is in heaven.
他的心就是在他父亲的身上。
So his heart is on his father.
这个是当时的犹太人没有办法明白，也没有办法接受。
This is why the Jews of those days cannot understand and they cannot accept.
当时所有的人最后通通拒绝他。
That's why all the people denied him.
跟随主的意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean by following the Lord?
真的像主耶稣一样，你要把你的心思意念完全放在天上，放在神的事情上面，放在神国的事上。
So this is just like Jesus. You put all your mind, all your thoughts on God and on heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
原来你最好的朋友都不理你了。
You couldAnd that all your best friends will not even be with you.
也许神真的是要你把你的家人、把你的财产、把你这些东西放下，跟随他。
Maybe the Lord is asking you to put away all your possessions or your family to follow him.
对于我们当中的青少年来讲，
就是说 our youth.
那么你们又没有家，又没有财，是不是
？You don't have a family.You don't have a property,
your parents' house.
You're living in your parents' house.
那么你所有所有的东西都是你父母亲供给你的。
All you have is given to you by your parents.
对我们当中的青少年来讲，跟随主是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean for the youth to follow the Lord?
也真的很可能你在学校里面你就失去了你的这个知名度。
It could be in your school, you lost your popularity.
也许呢，你失去了过去一直跟你 hang out 的一些朋友。
So you may lose all your close friends you used to do things together.
当他们知道你是成为基督徒之后。
When they knew you became a Christian,
当他们知道你受洗了之后。
When they know that you be baptized.
当他们知道你要跟随主做门徒的时候。
When they know you're going to follow the Lord be a disciple.
也许他们就不在意跟你 hang out.
So they don't want to be with you.
那么也许你的学校里面所谓的学校里面现实流行的一些观念
Some of the popular thoughts of the school
他主耶稣是反对的
And they are opposing the Lord Jesus
如果主耶稣门徒
If you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus
你就会发现你很孤立
You might be isolated
没有人会站在一边
Nobody will be on your side
不过我们很感谢神
But we
thank God.
And when my daughters were in high school,
那么的的确确这种事情就发生在他们身上。
The first month, this thing happened to them.
但是很感谢神呢，就是神为他们预备了很多神的儿女。
But the Lord prepared many of God's children for them.
他们这些人就在一起。
So they get together.
然后他们也参加所谓你知道在这个就是在旗杆下面祷告。
So you know when they, I think the, to say the
flag,
to the
flag, gather at the pole. 就是很早很早的时候，他们基督徒就在一起祷告。
So in those days, the Christians were gathered together under the pole and pray.
当他们基督徒要在一起聚会的时候。
When they are meeting together,
他们一定要确定学校不会找他们麻烦。
They have to make sure that the school and I caused some trouble.
当他们、啊、有一次他就告诉我他们贴出来一个 flyer、啊、就是告诉大家基督徒的聚会在什么地方查经。对，做门徒很可能意味着就是你在学校里面你的这个 popular 的这个 status 没有了。
So if you follow the word Jesus, very easily you may lose your popularity in school.
也许我们跟门徒，我们就会付上一个代价，说不定我们就会失去了我们的工作。
So we may lose our job as a cost.
甚至我们的生命。
Or even our life.
那你说啊，在美国不可能的。
So that's not possible in the United States.
当然，我们看见圣经上是讲说，第一世纪的时候，那些基督徒，当他们信了耶稣之后，他们做门徒是要冒生命的危险。
Of course, in the first century Christians who did become followers, they do have the risk of their life.
我们现在好像不会
了。It doesn't happen now.We don't even care what to say.
我们都说就按照我们自己的意思去做门徒。
We just do according to our will.
所以主耶稣告诉这个人，你先想清楚。
So Jesus challenges this person, you need to think carefully.
有些事情很可能会发生在你身上。
Those things can happen to you.
第二个人呢？
But the second,
这个人他已经被称作是门徒了。
He is called a disciple.
但是他对主耶稣说，他说：“容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
He asked
Jesus to let him go to their own father first. Jesus said,
let the dead bury their dead, you come follow me.
这话真的是太容易接受。
This is very hard to accept.
对这个事情上中国人来讲，
especially for us Chinese,
真的是很难接受。
So we cannot accept that.
我们现在看一下这些人他们当他们父亲死的时候，家里面人死的时候，当天就要把他埋葬。
We know that according to the Israelites, when their father died, they have to bury right away on the same day.
这个人或许他的父亲真的是年纪老迈。
Could be his father is very old,
快要过世
了。Going to die.
他要等他的父亲过世之后，他才要跟随主。
He will wait as his father passed away, then he will follow the Lord.
那么主耶稣的回答让我们感觉到是什么呢？
So what does Jesus tell us?
我想主耶稣的意思就是说你已经认识我了。
Jesus said, you already knew me.
你应当现在就来跟随我做门徒。
You should now just come follow me.
那么主耶稣他讲任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
So Jesus let the dead bury their dead.
我们可以知道主的意思了，他并不是说是真正的那个身体死掉的人。
I think when he says the first of the dead, it's not the dead of the person's body died.
死了的人是没有办法做任何事情。
Because the body died, it cannot do anything.
所以我们知道主耶稣在这里意思就是说在灵里面死掉的人。
So the talk about those who are dead spiritually.
就是这些没有相信的人。
For those who are not believers.
所以主从主的眼光来看，我觉得主是看这个人他的灵是苏醒过来的。
So from Jesus' vantage point, those who are the key, this person is revived.
他首先的责任是要跟随主耶稣。
He is mainly responsible to follow Jesus.
换句话讲，他是先求神的国和神的义。
So first seek.God's kingdom and His righteousness.
在这个地方，我们可以看见，弟兄姐妹，真的想想看啊，主耶稣讲这一句话。
So here we can see the reason Jesus said these words.
我们已经觉得说很厉害。
We think it's hard to accept.
如果是我讲的话
，If I said it,
哇，我觉得这个是要非常非常小心。但是主在这里让我们知道，他真的是那位神。他是对所有事情都有权柄的，所以他可以讲这句话。虽然很难听，但是我们一定要听进去。在这里，主耶稣他对这个第一个人，他讲说，他说他是人子。那么换句话讲，主耶稣就告诉我们，他就是那位神。
In other words, Jesus is telling us he is God.
他就是那位弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
他就是那位有权柄的，他要拯救人，脱离神的震怒和惩罚。
He has the authority to lead people away from the wrath of God and punishment.
他也是告诉他们，他被杀三天以后，他要从死里复活，他要升到天上，赐下圣灵，还要再回来设立审判的宝座。
So he told the people that he will be resurrected from death after 3 days, he ascends to God to heaven, he will return and rule the world.
这就是我们从这段经文里面，我们看见一个做门徒的，我们要预怎么样预备我们的心。
So this tells us as a disciple.How should we prepare our heart? What kind of attitude do we have? How to be a disciple? It is to be focused, centered on Jesus. It is not our self-centered. It is not what we think, when, how should we do it?After we become a believer,
he
doesn't want us to follow him immediately.
So,
and this is the cost of discipleship. So, now I want to tell the parents in this group.
你们信了主之后，你们不但自己要跟随主做门徒，
Now you will follow the Lord be a disciple.
你的儿女信了主之后，
After your children become a believer,
你要教他，要帮助他，让他知道应该做一个门徒。
You will teach him and help him that they need to be a disciple.
我们要改变我们的心思意念。
We will change our thoughts.
我们不是养儿防什么？
老，
这是咱们中国人最流行的一句话，对不对
？So we are not raising our children for our own old age.
啊，信了主之后，你要帮助他，教导他，让他跟随主做门徒。
So as they become a believer, you want to teach them and help them to be a disciple, follow Jesus.
他不是你的产业。
He is not your inheritance.
他是神借给你的产业。
He is that lent to you by God.
他叫你好好的享受他。
God wants you to enjoy him.
我们常常小孩子小的时候我们很享受，对不对？
We do enjoy our children.
大了之后就开始叛逆啊。
We get old and we start to struggle.
然后我们就觉得哇。早知当初，对不对？
哇，你在英国怎么这样问？
我听过父母亲这样讲啊，
还是那些父母开始说的。
我也听过第二代的这样讲，
然后三个 generation
的。我真的是听过一个人讲，他说：“你早知当初我这样子的话，你为什么要来美国？”
你当时是英国，你为什么来美国？为什么他们是 United States？
但是当我们信了主之后，
他的爱就会向我们
显明。知道他们是神的产业，
所以那些爱应该是受到
神赐给我们，叫我们做一个好管家。
So God gives them to us to be a good.
我们要教导他们做门徒。
We want to teach them how to be a disciple.
教给一个好的榜样。
You need to give them a good example.
让他们将来有一天能够做到全职来侍奉神。
You one day God calling them to be full-time servants.
你要顺服主耶稣。
You need to obey our Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
你自己的恩典是没有穷尽的。
There's no end to your grace.
你的话语真的是也是奇妙。
And your words are so wonderful.
像银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
So you willingly lost it in seven times.
真的是好像没有瑕疵的。
It is perfect. It is in no blameless.
我们相信你。
We believe you.
我们就应该相信你所说的话。
We also believe also your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray the holy name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.